morning, good afternoon, and good evening to wherever you're listening in from. My name is Danny the Storyteller, or you can call me Daniel. And welcome to another awesome episode of Just Chat. Anyway, this is a mental health based podcast where we entertain, enlighten, and also say the truth as it is. And if you're tuning in for the first time, welcome. I am so chilled, and I am the guy with a, you know, sexy voice. But anyway, without further ado, we will be coming back with a topic, so don't go nowhere. Hey guys, so we are back, and you know, like a shortcut break, you know, we'll be right back, because, you know, was to prepare all of us psychologically for, you know, I don't know. What am I even saying? Let's get back to the real thing, guys. Hey guys, so I always do this before I start my podcast, and I just want to say thank you for the support. We are currently at 253 plays. That is a lot, and a total of 10 audiences. So that's in countries, different countries. Thank you so much. And yo, to the gentleman, Maze, thank you so much for taking initiative to, you know, up our game, change our mental health, and for the better, definitely, and also become the best versions of ourselves. So, yeah. And to the ladies, thank you for being the loyal fans. Still day one, y'all have been with me and still are with me. So, by the way, I'm not being biased. I'm just being, you know, specific about the transitions and everything. So, today, this is crazy, guys, but today we are talking about mental health on a totally different perspective, of which, to be honest, I was really trying to avoid as a topic, but I hear it everywhere. Did I just say I hear it? Well, anyway, yeah, I've been hearing about, what do we call it? Relationships and relationships in terms of now, you know, getting to the point of you now wanting to be with this one person for a certain period of time or for the rest of your lifetime. That was so close. I was almost doing the la-la thingy. But yes, guys, ladies, gentlemen, to anyone who's listening, at one point or another in our lives, we have experienced either, you know, messing with someone or being messed with, you know, psychologically. Because these things do happen. These things do flow. It's the literal cycle of life, guys. We can't change this. It is inevitable. Inevitable, like, it is a stage that you have to go through in your lifetime. But now let's get to the real thing anyway. Mentally, I should just start with giving out a piece of advice to ladies out there. Because I feel like sometimes, in as much as I love to advocate for the realness on a man, ingenuity, and trying to talk about, you know, trying to change the stereotype of the society of how they've molded the gentleman to be like, which some at some point is true, because not all men are literal, you know, good people, trust me. And it happens, like, no human is perfect. But anyway, let's get back to a piece of advice I'd like to give to the ladies. So so this is prime, like, this is an advice I am giving you, and I don't know, vile wanasemaga ati take it to the bank. That's so ironical. But anyway, this is something that I personally feel is a point of consideration for you, and a really, really good piece of advice. And you be the judge. If a guy is really not taking time to be around you, is really not taking time to want to know you outside the bedroom, and outside the sexual perspective. There is someone out there who is way better, who is going to definitely be like, yo, I am scheduling a date. I am scheduling this specific, travel plan to not so far, maybe around Nairobi, outside Nairobi. I don't know, depending on your pockets. Come on, it's the reality. Not everyone is the same, even financially. So to your capabilities, trying to prove that this is the gentleman who's willing to be, be around you and make sure that things are going well. And also someone who wants to understand you more than the bedroom. You just get out from this, petty person who's just trying to get in the shits and fuck around and, just make you a vessel of the what do we call it? See, testosterone. I'm confused testosterone and being horny. That's two different things, man. Yeah, exactly. Just someone wanting to satisfy their own sexual starvations. Sunyonge basi, just stop, using these women as vessels of, sex. Because definitely, guys, let me just be honest with you. These people are intelligent. These people have been put in the world for a reason. So if you're all trying to think that, I know I sound very controversial, but trust me, this is me being real and also trying to enlighten the other side. Because you can't be biased, to be honest. We just can't. And coming to talk about, this is all in the mental health perspective, guys. Don't forget, this is a podcast that talks about mental health in all perspectives. Be good, be bad, be feisty, be crazy, be creepy. We've never done creepy. Yeah, to the new people, I tend to drift a lot, but I will definitely come back to the topic after what? After what I was talking about. What was I talking about, guys? Ladies, advice. Yes. So there is a better guy out there who is willing to treat you with no strings attached, who is willing to get to understand you, who is willing to want to be built and also build you. You feel me? So I feel like if this person cannot have a normal casual conversation with you without thinking of how sexy your body is and complimenting in a very, there's definitely a way a guy can come and say, you look sexy today. And there is this one who will be like, you look sexy today. Mm-mm-mm. Those are two different people. And definitely, the first one is a genuine compliment. But the second one is definitely like, this person has already stripped you naked. He's definitely... Yo, man, I just pity people who do not have self-control, to be honest. Because for men, self-control, number one, trust me, that one will... It is like enlightenment, let me just be honest. So if you just feel like you can just go stick your penis in any Tom, Dick, and Harry, then ladies, come on, move on. Leave these people. Let them grow. Like, let them understand that sometimes it has to be your own personal decision to grow and also better your life as a gentleman, funny thing. It's very, very, very funny that sometimes even hygiene hygiene does play a very big role in men. Like, we always have this stereotype, like, madame ndio hupenda kuoga sana, and, you feel me, it's always that. But and when it comes to men, it always feels more masculine for you to shower, once a day, or, like, for you not to have cologne in your bag, or, like, to have a lip balm, you feel me? And then when others see you like that, they're like, hey, okay, this is hella weird. Yo, we're in a new generation, guys. And definitely mental health, it will fuck with your mental health. You know how? Because there are all these stereotypes of how we men should definitely come to, woo a woman and, try and look good. But at the only time you should look good is when you are trying to impress someone. But yo, it isn't. Every time for a man... is a prime time for you, because you never know who you will meet, and you never know the places you will be at, and you never know what kind of environment you will be in. You never know. So you looking your best is not a negotiation. Like, it's not a negotiation. So now coming back to relationships and all that stuff. Ladies, as I've told you, get out of that if it's not healthy for you, if it's too, consuming and only a person who wants to concentrate on themselves, come on, trust me. The best thing to do right there is move, let them grow. If then you'll come back together, then that's on you. If you won't, then definitely. What's this? You want a song or two? Now life moves on. But now let's come to the crazier bit. So, by guys, if you're feeling like una doze off or una boeka, there's an exclusive coming at the end of this podcast by yours truly. Maybe I am shining on some light for the future. But anyway, mentally, when you are in a relationship, what does it cost your growth and also mental health? And also, before or once you're in this relationship, do you tend to think that you had a personal life before you met this person, that you also have your own personal life where you're still together? You feel me? Because I feel like most of us tend to forget that. In as much as we are together, yo, me, I'm very single. I'm just airing out the truth as I've experienced, and also from friends, and also hearing people in the matatu or when going around in the car and stuff. So yeah, I'm just saying this out of every general perspective that every single human being does go through in one point of their life or another. Okay, there's people who are one in a million. They're like, yo, we met since childhood, we've been Anyway, but yeah, it's definitely true. We have those kind of people in this type of life. But now I'm talking to the general people. I don't want to term them as normal because that would be rude. But yes, to every general person who has a life and is moving and is trying to make ends meet and is meeting people and is, in one way or another. So when it comes to that, guys, wacha tufikirie, tukae chini kidogo, nijite ka mkutano. You have goals. How mentally, how does it mess with you? Does it derail your goals, or will it, enhance and give you like a superpower, like, alpha female, alpha male type of combo? You feel me? There are so many aspects that we are not thinking about as us individuals. Huh? Nataka ukunywa yako kamaji. I want you to, like, walk around and take that food. If you're taking popcorns, if you're listening to me in a unison, like in the car, in the cab, I don't know. Yeah, how you doing? Kenya, Uganda, Cameroon, USA, Bhutan, Saudi Arabia. I know you guys. I've seen the support you guys have given me, and I swear this is overwhelming because it's really, 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 motivational, to be honest. And now, if solutions come and y'all decide to leave each other, what do you do? Do you tend to go to resort to, drugs? Do you tend to resort to friends? Do you resort to staying alone, or do you resort to, going for therapy? Because definitely there are some who need therapy. And most of us do, cause and it's not you going to a shrink and being like, blah, this, I feel like, yeah, it's good, but sometimes it's not good. So I feel like, for example, do you want to be friends with this so-called ex? Do you want to be around them? Do you want to be like, hey, how you doing? Or do you want to be like, you know what, deuces, me, I'm going my way and you're going your way, so kindly let's not just try and mess around. You feel me? So it's all up to your decision and how strong you are mentally. Choosing to be the wisest person and walking away does not make you less of a man or a lady. It actually shows that you are stronger mentally because you have made the decision to want to grow. Now let me tell you, I always have this motto that success is the best revenge. And trust me, it is. because you work on yourself mentally. You need to work on yourself mentally first before you start making that moolah, before you start making that, money and scoring that bag that you want to, travel to Bali or Malawi or, which other place is really like a hidden gem? Yes, that one you're thinking about. You see, you're following. Good. So yeah, guys, I'm trying to make you understand that sometimes you just have to make the ultimate decision of putting your mental health forward compared to choosing over other necessities like, sex, other necessities like being with a companion, and you literally using it in quotes, because your ultimate decision of success and or your ultimate decision of a relationship will be based on so many factors than just love. Love is just the tip of the iceberg. I feel like it is just even the last bit you should be, because yes, it does start with a feeling, definitely, but you have to understand where it's coming from. You have to understand if this person is goal oriented, because if the person is not goal oriented and you're not, or I am not, trust me, we ain't going nowhere. You'll keep draining me financially. You'll keep draining me even emotionally. I will not be able to think straight. And that is where you see, find so many people sacrificing the little they have just because they feel like they are obligated to make this other person look good, and then just feel like they're not good. They're not good enough. So this is where self-esteem comes in, guys. And now let's get to the solutions. What would you do if that happens? Now, a piece of advice with people who are struggling with crazy exes, or people who are really finding it hard to, let go of these people. Number one, find a hobby. Just find a hobby. Walk. If it's you walking, just walk. It is therapeutic. It does not mean you walking is you have depression. I've met so many people who find me walking, probably when I'm free, when I'm really free, like out of the grind, and I just want to let loose, apart from going to get beat up or beat up, people in the ring legally. I'm just yeah. It is very therapeutic. There's a guy I met. I don't even He's now a friend or an acquaintance. No offense if you're listening to the podcast, but I was walking and I met, and I was like, I'm from this point, but home is my house is on this other side, but I'm now going round because I want to walk. And they're like, are you depressed? I was like, bruh, hold up. Me walking does not mean I'm depressed. Actually, it is very healthy. Number one, it's full body exercise. And secondly, it is therapeutic because it gives your mind time, space, and definitely, you get to actually think straight of things that maybe were not even there. So when you tend to go away from all these shenanigans of who, where were you, who were you with, when were you supposed to call, which is crappy, to be honest, just let tell them, straightforward, it's a no. Like, if they keep pestering you, it's an NO with capital letters, or even small, because even the tiniest of animals do have a say. So yeah. So I mean, like, when people try to instill fear in you, like trying to call you and be like, yo, you tried mess with me, you're the cause of all this, blah blah blah. Try and assess, am I the problem or are you the problem? Did you move on? If you did, and the person who's trying to mess with you did not, then definitely they are the problem. They should work on themselves. Never allow someone to get into your head. Because if you do, then definitely your progress and your growth will derail. You will find yourself that most people, in as much as I always advise people not to compare themselves with, people, other counterparts in their lives, I feel like sometimes you should sit down and be like, okay, why are these people moving on while me, I am still at the same position? I am even going way in the deep end, like, no way. Are we really, really, really thinking about ourselves? Are we really trying to sacrifice our own well-being for the benefit of others? Of which, if it is not benefiting both of you, then definitely, what's the point of doing it? Food for thought, guys. This is just a mental health podcast, and we're stating things as they are. Like, what's the point of? I'm not saying that we do not have successful, you know, people who will be like, yo, it's me, I'm a mama. You feel me? Damn, I'm being so sarcastic. But yes, we have those people out there. And congratulations to you. Y'all are doing good things. Y'all are setting a good example to those, you know. Yeah. So I feel like, to be honest, it has to come out from a really deep psychological bit that you need to understand yourself first. So from experience, where do we even start? It's been crazy, it's been good, it's been fun, it's been really, really having a lot of mixed feelings. And I feel like I am not even regretting all those stages because all of them had a lesson in between or in the end or in the beginning. You feel me? Because I get to learn self-control, I get to learn how to control my anger, I get to learn to be like, whoa, I can actually be romantic. Ooh, yeah. And I also taught myself how to be confident because, trust me, this guy who's talking to you was not the same. I was a shy guy. And trust me, shy, I was a true definition of shy. Man, you'd think I had no life. Like, but then I taught myself. I got to learn. I, you know, listened to podcasts and other people talk and looking at, you know, this type of confident people who've actually made it in life, not just confident and you don't have anything to show for it. You feel me? Yeah, nowadays I'm seeing a lot of you feel me. Should stop. Psych. But anyway, so sorry for that. So that's what I'm talking about, guys. Number one, work on yourself. Go work out. Especially gentlemen, si lazima uende gym. You can download an app, home workout. Don't do cardio. Cardio will definitely, you know, drain you because that's killing fat. That's recommended for most people who, you know, who want to lose weight, maybe their bulk, and then maybe want to go slim, slender. You feel me? Yes. Oh God. So you feel me again? Hey. But yes, that's what I'm talking about. Look for something. If you have animals, I have dogs. I love dogs. I do take care of them. I wash them. Sometimes I do buy them treats. Planning on to take them for walks, you know, when I get free time. But yes, they're the ones barking outside, if you can hear. But gentlemen, number one, let me ask you a question. You know, sometimes these ladies do take us for granted, cause yes, we are players. Men, we can mess around. We can be confident if you want to. You can, you know, you can if you want to. And you mark the if you want to. This does not apply to all men. But when you decide to stick with one person, you do stick with them. And trust me, that is when this, you know, jinx thingy just tries to happen. And it doesn't happen, not in most cases, but sometimes it does happen. So how do you work on yourself? That's the question I'm posing to you guys. How do you work on yourself? Yeah, you can probably send a voice message as a reply, and I can, you know, add them as a segment on my podcast and just be like, these are the responses that I got from my fans. Even to you ladies, how do you work on yourself? Because personally, to be honest, I made this ultimate decision of, you know what? I am going to concentrate on all the little single freaking grinds I have, you know, main grind, side hustles, kickboxing, whatever, whatnot. Concentrate on yourself. People will definitely be like, when they see you, they're like, oh, to make a miss, say, but I'm a phone call away, but y'all are not trying to hit me up. Then who's real over there? Bro, that's crap. And I will tell you, no one is real. Y'all are not real. Stop pretending. If y'all are real, you'd have been like those little friends I have, you have, other people have that who've been trying to reach out. You feel me? Those are the real people. People who be like, wait, you need to grow. Watch out, kushinda umeshinda hapa. Those are the real people. Not y'all pretenders and y'all people trying to kiss people, keep people's asses here, trying to pretend that, oh, your mental health really matters. Work on yourself. You're the one with the problem, not me. Because I have worked on myself and I have realized some enlightenment, and this is why I'm enlightening you to try and change your life. This is for the best and not for me, my own benefit. My benefit, trust me, I am learning it, I am growing, and most people out there understand that you need to know where you are going. It doesn't matter where you are right now, because definitely try and make some connections. Try, now here's the thing. Mental health, success, these things go hand in hand. Now, in relationships, if you want to succeed together, your mental health should be in sync. Y'all should not be having, issues together and then bringing in your personal issues. If you have personal issues, then understand how you can, find a way to bring them in the conversation and let this person help you if they can. If they can't, then find a way to help yourself. It doesn't mean that you're being in a relationship, you should be making ultimate decisions. If it is related to the relationship, yes. But if it's about you, I don't feel like you should be really, really, really waiting for this other person to make a decision for you. And yet you definitely know it will be the benefit of the both of you in the end. I hope you're getting my catch. I hope you all are getting my catch. So it's a yawn. I can hear you. I know you want to chill. I know you want to go to bed. I know you want to go to work. I know you're driving in your nice, really nice, freshened car, crispy clean, or you're going to clean it. You feel me? But I hope you know that you are worth a lot. And no one should try and diminish you. The fact that you are a winner, you're an alpha female, you're a queen, you're a king. I don't know if you understand that sometimes you have to make the harshest decisions for the betterment of your life, that no one really cares apart from you, yourself, your future, and someone who's gonna come and be like, yo, can we try and grow? Instead of sitting down or like wasting our own time concentrating on something. You remember my last podcast, is it worth it? Sometimes you have to quit. Sometimes you have to be like, yo, I'm walking away from this because I need this other stage in life. Sometimes a door opens and you do not even go through it. And it's right there, man. Right there. You can literally see it while I'm talking on this podcast. And you can't go because you're like, what about so and so? Yo, what about who? If they are actually willing to grow with you, they will give you the opportunity for you to grow. And here's the catch. Now, when we come to breakups and all that stuff, if they keep pestering you, the best thing to do is be like, yo, if sometimes it calls for you not meeting face to face, just set it straight and all that stuff on phone, on call, I don't mind. But when it comes to someone who's like, yo, if you did this to me, you're the reason for all this, I'm hurting because of this, Did you moved on? Okay, yes. Then so let's meet. Sit them down and make them understand. Set grounds and be like, I do not want you to be pestering me all the time. Work on yourself, Mazay, because I won't be the reason as to why I'm not progressing or you're messing with my mental health, calling me every damn time or texting me or trying to beep me just because you want to feel like you have, some sort of authority. Man, I'm hungry. I'll have to cook. But yes, guys, today was a good day. Yeah, today was a really long day, though. But I hope you all had a good day, night. If you're waking up right now, I hope you have a good day. If you're still continuing with your day, then come on. Smile. Who was laughing like that in Cartoon Network? Ebu guys, you guys remind me. I can't remember the name of that character. But I hope you all have gotten something from this. Ladies, as I said, walk away. Gentlemen, as I said, walk away. Si lazima ati ushindo ukiangalizwa haga hizo nini. Buda. Najua, by the way, saa ingine na ongonga gakili unasikia. Yeah, man. But trust me, when you have self-control and you have discipline, that's what I'm telling you. Find a hobby that is definitely challenge you mentally and physically, and trust me, you will be the topmost lion. And be around people who will challenge you. Be around people who you feel dumb around. And I don't mean at a dumb, I mean dumb in quotes, where you get to learn every single day. Trust me. Eventually, eventually is not too far. Someone will realize. It's not a must be a someone around there. It will be like, yo, we can work together. Or you'll be like, you realize, yo, I have potential. I can go work with someone. And that is how you create your own wealth. That is how you create your own opportunities. Do not wait. Last week was my mental health week. And I told you, do not wait for someone to do your own things. Because it will definitely diminish your power to actually grow. So this was the Mental Health Podcast. This was a podcast to advise you that if you are in a bad relationship, or if you feel like you are in a healthy one, if you want to grow, go ahead. If you feel like you don't want to grow with this person, move on. Be honest with them. And trust me, it will bring a load off you. And if you're the one hurting over there, man, you shouldn't be sobbing, man. You should be literally looking for an opportunity to grow, to prove to this other person that you can actually stay without their fucking business. Man, I'm down. Wah. Yeah, I'm clumsy. I'm good. I'm chilled. I am happy. And I am thankful for you guys being supportive of my podcast till date. So we've had a whole 30 crazy minutes of talking. And coming up next is an exclusive from Danny the Storyteller. It's called the Smoking Section. It's just a not so finished type of thing, but it's you to judge. I wouldn't say it's good or bad, definitely. Sita jigamba apuivo, because definitely that's up to the fans, up to the listeners, and up to the audience. So, which episode was this? Episode number 5, 6, 7? Huh. And I'm moving swiftly. Production is taking me well. A lot of, you know, to-dos and all that stuff. Taking time. My feature will come in December. I am really hoping that I will get to do all that, everything. All my businesses, all my plans, all my features, all my meetings with people will be happening by that time in early January. So, yeah, we have plans. If you want to meet, let's link up. But coming up next, as I say goodbye and ciao, is Danny the Storyteller Smoking Section. See you on the other episode. I hope you all had a nice listening and tuning in, and leaving you with an awesome, awesome tune from the one and only Danny the Storyteller. Ciao, peace, and as always say, beauty in expression. And if it ain't worth it, you ain't gotta have it, and you don't have to really, really, really try and impress people just to be the real you, be you, and do not allow people to just push you around, man. Be you and make your own decisions. And ciao. So, bye.
It's about that time. It's about the time. Hey. Welcome to the smoking section. Welcome to the smoking session. With me, Danny the Storyteller. Hey. Oh, I remember like it was last night. Hey. Nakumbuka vile ulisema. By far, this is the worst experience. Oh, 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 hey, 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 ooh, ooh, and when I was so lost, baby, you were there for me. Now you're gone. Mimi na mimi ni na hisi. How am I gonna cope without you? We fought the fights, and now you're gone. And right now I know we messed up. And right now I know we fucked up. That's why I'm in my smoking section. That's why I'm in the smoking session. Apart, and I know we can fix this now. I don't know if we can be baby and boo together again, but hey, we can try fixing this and not. We can try moving on from.